At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Studios. Shortly after our show, the podcast will go up. And if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search iCouple wherever you get your podcast. And also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search iCouple wherever you get your pods, and you'll be able to see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We got Kerry Kittles, friend of the show, and of course, an NBA veteran or former NBA veteran. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. Let me say hi to my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? I apologize for missing that first hour.
Yes, we did miss you. I know you had some television stuff you had to take care of and kind of set you back a little bit, but we held it down. Rob G jumped into your chair, and now we're ready for the final 2 hours of the program on this very special TV Theme Song Thursday.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Rob, let's go to the NBA. And last night, great night for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
He drops 22 points, which is actually low for him, but still, 22 points.
But what did he need? Eight,
in
right?
A victory. He only needed eight, yeah, to pass Shaquille O'Neal and obviously the legendary Shaquille O'Neal. And in a victory over Philadelphia, Kevin Durant became the eighth leading scorer of all time. And as we said last night, Rob, Durant is sixth on the all-time list of points per game, 27.3. LeBron is right behind him at 27.1. Of course, LeBron, the only player in NBA history to ever surpass 40,000 points, the all-time leading scorer. So you've got some interesting thoughts about Durant, though. You know, he's 35. He's still got some years to play. Playing great this year, averaging 27.7 points a game. But, you know, we're entering the latter chapters, if you will, of his career. And you've got some interesting thoughts.
Yeah, I just think there's a story, a legacy. When you look at his career, and it's not just from, like, some cranky sports writers, Chris. You know, it's some fans, it's some former players, it's other players who look at when he went to Golden State. It's the, I call Kevin Durant the Masseau, the most sensitive of all time. He's the Masseau, and yes, not the GOAT. And he is, you know, Chris, he responds to everybody. What I get it. He grew up in that era of social media, and that's how people express themselves. But it comes off as if You know, he's sensitive if people say stuff about him. And I don't think he gets the credit. I think people know he's a great player, don't get me wrong. But I do think that he's a tick under because of the other baggage, if you will. And when I talk about baggage, I'm talking about how his career played out. I still, to this day, Chris, say...
So you're not talking about the burner accounts and
I'm just saying,
asking for trades and things like
that? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those things that go along with the injuries that he's had later in his career, and then the wanting to be traded and moving around a lot. Like I always say, if Kevin Durant retires and they put... You know, it's not the same way in baseball where you wear somebody's hat, the team you most are identified with.
Right.
I think Kevin Durant's been around so much that you take a look at him and you go, if I had to pick, I wouldn't pick the Warriors. Even though he won two championships,
there's only two options.
OKC. Is it Seattle
or
OKC?
The Warriors or OKC.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Seattle.
No.
The Warriors or OKC.
Right.
I mean, you could pick the Warriors. That's where he won his championships. I get what you're saying. I mean, he was only there 4 years. Or what was it, 3 years?
Three.
Yeah, he was there three years.
Because he got, right.
Right. He got hurt the third. He was only there 3 years. I get it.
If it's
not the Warriors, it would have to be OKC.
Right. It can't be anybody else. But I'm just saying, like, a player of that ilk. And I know Shaq played for a lot of teams, but he won three with the Lakers, him and Kobe, and he has four. I mean, he had the one for Miami, but he's obviously a Laker for what they did, right? Kobe and Shaq together.
Yeah, that's obvious. You know, we remember Orlando. He was so great, right? Even though they didn't win. But yeah, it would be a Laker.
Yeah, it's a Laker. But I just think Kevin Durant, his resume is messy. Not from the playing standpoint, Chris, because he's a great player. He has all the things you talked about. Sixth all-time scoring average. That's nothing to sneeze about.
Right.
Eighth all-time. But if you want to nitpick about his legacy, you could nitpick. How many championships would he really have if he didn't go to Golden State? Maybe he doesn't win any.
Rob, it's very positive, and I'm not saying this for sure. He is a phenomenal player, probably a top 20 player all time. Most people, I think, would say
15,
that.
15, 20, right?
Yeah, in that range. But it is very possible, and we don't know, so we don't need to spend too much time speculating on it. You're not crazy to say he doesn't have a ring if he doesn't go to Golden State.
I think
he's played a lot of years elsewhere with great talent.
Don't forget they had Harden and Westbrook. They were all together,
right? And they were young. They're very young.
They went to the finals, and if LeBron didn't foul him in game two, who knows what would have happened? You remember that? It didn't get called.
Yeah, I mean, I think Miami they won in five.
No,
right?
but I'm just saying.
So they probably win that series.
They won game one, and then there was a foul at the end that didn't get called. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, he had some great teams in OKC, but just couldn't get over the hump. It's very possible, Rob, that had he not gone to Golden State, we talked about would they have won without him. It's just as, you know, good of a question, would he have won without them? He may have ended up like a Charles Barkley or Karl Malone, all-time great players, but no rings. Rob, I think that Kevin Durant is celebrated as he should be. He's an all-time great player, but he's not on the LeBron, Michael Jordan level, Magic Johnson level. And there are some out there that might say, even though Kobe is viewed generally as a top 10 player of all time, I got him in my top 10. There are those that might try to argue Kevin Durant was better than Kobe. But I think, Rob, when I look at the list of top players kind of over Durant, they all had something else. Durant is a scorer. He's a shooter. He's not a great defender. He's a good defender. He's not a bad defender. He's not a great defender, not a great rebounder. Hasn't won a ton. Incredibly charismatic off the court. Style of play is beautiful because he's such a, you know, he's a long, you know, 7-footer who's got a silky smooth jumper. So that's nice. But listen to these names. Michael Jordan, I won't even comment on Jordan and LeBron. because they're in the GOAT conversation. Kareem in the GOAT conversation.
Right. Those three
they're
without
on a different
question.
Level.
Right.
Magic, I mean, Rob, Magic and Bird, we can throw them both in there. They saved the game. Magic was, heck, you could argue Magic had the best looking game ever. He wasn't as graceful and high flying as Jordan and some others, but my gosh, youngins, go Google on YouTube Magic Johnson highlights.
No. Magic.
There has never been anybody. Rob, the difference between Magic Johnson and the next best passer in NBA history is the biggest gap between the top scorer and second, the top rebounder and second. That's my belief. I think Magic is far and away the best passer. It was like he had eyes in the back of his head.
Showtime and Magic and what he was able to do, Chris, with the passes and the no look. Remember him, like, you know, taking the ball both sides, Chris, and then boom, like, you know, passing it.
It was crazy, Rob.
It was crazy. Too good.
He did
too good.
Real no looks.
Right. Real ones. I know.
Real, like, he's looking the other way. He ain't kind of glimpsing the way he's going to throw it. None of that. I mean, phenomenal. So that Magic had that. Bird, Magic, we know, saved the game.
And they did save the league. People don't. NBA was down and out. And they showed up. And I'm telling you, you couldn't have picked two better guys, a white star in Boston and a showman in Los Angeles,
right.
Chris, for real.
You would think it
if it would have flipped.
And
right.
I'm not saying it wasn't. But
would it have been the same? Had it been flipped? I mean, like Magic in L.A. and Hollywood and Larry Bird in Boston of all places. Dude, it was a match made in heaven.
It was perfect, right? It was storybook. And look, we've seen storybook endings. LeBron in the 3-1 comeback. You know, we've seen situations where you say, I wouldn't have believed that if you wrote a story like that, right?
Hollywood
script. So that's Magic Bird, right. Kobe, whether you think he's better than Durant, most people do, but Kobe's an icon, and not because of the premature death, but, you know, God rest his soul, but, you know, like his style of play, right? He just captivated. He was like a facsimile of Jordan in a lot of ways. And so Durant doesn't have what Kobe has. Steph changed the game. He's small. He's like 6'2". You know, he changed the game. Bill Russell, I mean, 11 rings. Enough said. Shaq was Shaq, Rob. Great rapper. Had platinum-selling rap albums.
And Chris,
you know, he's just 7 feet tall. You know what I mean?
During his run, he was unstoppable. The only thing that stopped him was missed free throws, Chris. That's it.
No, it was. And what I'm saying, Rob, is that Dr. J, whether you think he was better than Durant, I do. But, Rob, his style, Dr. J was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan as far as the artistry. He wasn't quite as good as Jordan, but he's an all-time great. And, you know, he won 3 rings. I give him credit for the 2 in the ABA. We give the NBA guys credit for the ones they won when half the best players in the world were in the ABA.
And the ABA was a good league.
It was as good.
They need to stop.
Rob, the last 3 years of the existence, they won 66% of the games against the NBA when they played exhibition games. It was a lot of them.
And it was just, the ABA was just financial. It had nothing to do with the players.
Right.
Which is financial.
I mean, today's NBA looks a lot like the ABA looked.
With the three-pointer.
The only thing, the ABA, the dunking, they let brothers play like brothers want to play.
But I think the issue with the ABA, Chris, really, I'm going to be honest, why people don't take it seriously is that red, white, and blue ball. Like the ball was, because it doesn't look like, you know what I mean?
I had one of those as a kid.
That was the ABA ball, right?
It looks like a circus ball, Chris,
like not a real game.
You see what I'm saying, though? These dudes, there was something off the court. It was something about their personality, something about their style of play. They're larger-than-life, charismatic personality. They all had charisma. And some would say, oh, Iverson gets more love. Nobody thinks Iverson's better than Durant, all right? But Iverson, Rob, was a cultural icon. I think Durant gets the love that he should get. I mean, I do think the way he won his championships, Rob, may rub some people the wrong way. You know, I never killed him for it, but it's true. He went to a team that had won a championship already, won 73 games, the most ever the next year, and came within one game of winning it again. That's not even to mention they beat his team. But you know what I mean? Like, they were one game away, and I think some people look at it like, I mean, whether you think they would have won it without him or not, I think people say any really good player that you added to them, they probably win it. Because well, they were so close anyway.
But he was a big part. There's no doubt about it.
He was beyond a big part. He was the best player.
But I do think...
You know, it still was... They were really close without him. And I had already won one.
I think it... Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You know, when you have like a Clyde Frazier and great players who are kind of frowning on it, you know what I mean? I think that's where he kind of, you know, there's a little shine taken off of him. That's it, a little.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he gets, and we're about to go to the listeners, but do you think he gets, I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's better than Dwayne Wade, I think.
Oh, I think
he
so,
he is
too.
Arguable. I mean, some would argue because Dwayne, you know, did lead a team to a championship. He had Shaq, and Shaq was still 20-9 at that point. But, I mean, I think he gets the love. Wade's game was obviously more exciting. But, right, that level, Barkley, he's that level. I mean, he's won, so you put him ahead of Barkley and Karl Malone in rankings.
Yeah, but I still think – I think he's just – I don't think he gets – to total love. I think he's under what his resume says, Chris. I think he's under what his resume says.
Okay. All right, what do you say? 877-99 on Fox. Is Kevin Durant underappreciated? And if so, why? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
what? Forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio's Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. They're sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kevin Durant. Is he underappreciated?
Brandon in Charlotte, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great, man. How are you?
Good. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
I completely agree. Kevin Durant is between 15 to 20 somewhere. He can move up, I think, if he could lead a team to a championship on his own.
I agree.
That's the only way he could move up.
Like, had he won a championship in Brooklyn or something, then his stock would have been totally different.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely.
I think most people agree with that take.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.
Rob, there's no way, no how, that Kevin Durant is better than Kobe.
No. Did you say that, Rob?
When did I say that?
No, I know. I just like to say how you say
no.
That.
Oh, no way, no how. I got you.
Some people have Kobe in the GOAT discussion.
Yeah, that's all the people from L.A. who are really closet Michael Jordan
fans. Some players, you know.
They like players. But Shaq.
But he's not.
Come on. I mean, Chris, I don't think he's in the GOAT conversation.
Nah.
He really is.
Nah.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on? Thank you for taking the call. Listen, Kevin Durant may think he belongs in the GOAT conversation, but his resume and his actions don't merit such membership. And that's really his decision. It was Kevin Durant that decided to go to a team that won 73 games and win his championships there. As others have said, he was not driving the bus. He was on the bus. And he decided to leave that team to go to play with a mercurial superstar who wasn't there when he needed him. And so some of the prime years of his career were then spent in Brooklyn, without competing again for a championship. And now he finds himself in a situation in Phoenix where he has two superstars, one of whom, Mr. Bradley Beal, who hasn't played many games this season. They don't have continuity, and they're not going to be championship favorites. So in terms, you have to win, and you have to lead. And Kevin Durant, in his play and then in his actions where he's gone, he hasn't achieved that, so absolutely not. He's not in the GOAT conversation. And if it angers him, like a young Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan throughout his life, then get upset and do something about it and win some championships. Thank you for taking the call.
No, he said it, Rob. I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's spot on. Chris in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
I want to say Kevin Durant is heavily underappreciated. I think he's the second best player of all time.
Second to who? Jordan?
LeBron James. We are done with the
Kevin night. Durant is better than Michael Jordan.
Yes. Kevin Durant is a 7-foot sniper who can shoot from 30, who has a handle.
First of all, he doesn't shoot from 30. He doesn't shoot from 30. He actually should take more 3-pointers. Secondly, with physical defense, as we saw from Jason Tatum a couple of years ago in that series against Brooklyn.
He turned the ball over like crazy. He couldn't even get a shot off.
He had trouble getting the ball up the court. And I mean, Kevin Durant is great. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But to say he's the second best player of all time is absolutely, Rob, what? Meshuggah.
It is crazy, Chris. Meshuggah all day.
There's no way, no how he's the second best player.
No doubt. Caleb, in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Chris and Rob. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it, Caleb.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. As far as Kevin Durant goes, first, Chris, you said nobody's saying Allen Iverson's better than Kevin Durant. It's unfortunate that we haven't been able to see Kevin Durant and one of his teams put it together for long enough to actually see him be able to do that. The wheels started falling off in OKC before that could happen with Harden leaving. But I think something that you guys actually said about him going to Golden State, he went to the best team, but I don't think it's highlighted enough that he was still the best player on that team.
No,
I think most people recognize that.
People give him credit. He was. Yeah. And he won the two final MVP. Nobody's taking that away from him. But still, there were people who said, well, I mean, they had already won a championship. And, man, this was like the rich getting richer, right? And they've discounted it a little bit. Some people have made it like Steph and those guys, too, Chris, take a little away from them.
Right. And, Rob, you know, it's similar to what LeBron did. I think Durant's was even – you know, even easier, if you will. But what may have saved LeBron, ironically, Rob, from kind of the same views as Durant gets or same perception, is that he lost his first one in Miami. So remember, like, everybody thought it was going to be easy championships. Oh, man, that's not going to mean anything. And then they go out and lose, even though it was LeBron's fault. They lost that first championship. So it gave it, Rob, the, you know, when they won the year after that, it kind of was like a bigger achievement. You know what I mean? They had, they just won the first year and the second year and the third year. People would have thought, people may have felt about those rings the way they feel about Durant's. And so I think that in a funny way, that may have actually helped LeBron out. All right, we got Kerry Kittles around the corner, but first.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a former NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals. Now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Kerry Kittles. Kerry, how are you?
Kerry, what up?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
I know Kerry's like a little shocked that Chris is on the show, aren't you?
He's been traveling. He's a busy guy.
No, I'm just playing.
Thank you, Kerry. Kerry got my back, man.
All right, I'm just saying.
Kerry, we were just talking about Kevin Durant. You may be aware last night he passed Shaq and became the eighth all-time leading scorer. And we were wondering, just kind of talking out loud about, is Durant underappreciated? Rob thinks he is. I don't really, but
I do.
I do feel like people look at those two rings just as, hey, man, you went to a 73-win team that had already won a championship, and people think they were easy. How did you – I mean, your era guys weren't doing that. So how do you and maybe some of the guys you still talk to from your era, do y'all look funny at those rings, or at least what he did when he went there, or what?
I mean, I think you'll find some players that will and some players, some former players that won't. I think for me personally, I just appreciate his brilliance as an elite scorer consistently. I think what was it like how many years he averaged over 25 points. I think the championships, right, he earned it, right? I mean, I don't care what you say about.
He did earn it. He won the two MVPs.
He was the best
no
player
doubt.
On
no
those
doubt.
Teams.
Yeah, he earned it. It wasn't like he went out there and he just like rode their coattails and got championships. Like he dominated in big games. He won those MVPs of those finals. So I think he rightfully earned those titles. And you listen, all these guys that win titles, they usually, besides Jokic and even maybe even Giannis, all these guys win with great sidekicks. So, you know, I'm not one to dismiss his achievements.
Hey, let me ask you this. JB Bickerstaff from the Cavs had, there's a big Shohei Ohtani story with his interpreter in gambling and sports. Yeah. Kerry, you know, the sports leagues are in bed now with the gambling outlets and the handicappers and all that stuff. But Bickerstaff was saying that the stuff that he gets is vile, and that fans now take it personal because they have money on the games. You know what I mean? If you don't cover or things like that. Do you hear that? Like the players are now saying like the stuff is so vile because people are so mad. Not that their team lost, but because you didn't cover. Is this going to be a problem?
I think it can be. That was my first time hearing about it being to those extremes where fans are yelling at coaches, telling them don't take out the players so they can cover the cover the spread. That's crazy. That's crazy when I read that. So is that where we're at now in sports, right, with the betting and the passion of fans? And their livelihoods at stake. Like he mentioned that, right? Like these guys are.
This is their rent money or mortgage money that they're betting.
Yes, yes. And so now, what's going to be security measures to take for not only coaches, but what about the players? The guy goes cold,
misses a free throw, something.
Right. Misses a couple of free throws late in the game. Now they don't cover the spread, and now these guys are ticked off. So it can be a problem now. And I think the league needs to address that for sure.
You obviously played for the Nets when they were in New Jersey. You were associated with the team when it was in Brooklyn. But the team, you know, right there, the Knicks finally got something going. How good do you think they're? And they're still banged up. If they can get healthy or even just get some of their players back for the playoffs, how far do you think they can go? Or to me, they kind of look like that typical Thibodeau team that plays so hard in the regular season, they win maybe more than they should, but come playoff time, they might not have that extra level to go to that some of the more talented teams do.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, I think conference semifinals is a very good season. If they could somehow make it to the conference finals, that would be an exceptional season. But, I mean, look, are they better than Boston? No way. Are they better than Milwaukee? No way. And if you know, if Embiid comes back, can they beat the Sixers? I don't think so in the series with Embiid in it. So, but wow, can he, the coaching job that he's done with the role players and how they've been able to play with the changes they've made, OG, and now you see DiVincenzo stepping his game up. So they're a real threat in the East as far as challenging those teams. But I don't think they can beat them in a series of seven games. But they will be competitive in the postseason, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the Clippers, the recent Clippers. Is there a reason for concern, or is this just a rough patch? Because at one stretch, well, I think they won 18 out of 21 when they were really rolling. Where are you on the Clippers? Should we take a pause on them or not?
I want to get on board with the Clippers. I really do. And I just don't see it, guys. I think the age is going to be a factor. The injuries. I mean, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they can't stay healthy. I don't know what it is.
I've never seen anything like it.
Those guys just can't stay in the lineup. Yeah. And they've been trying to play together. And, you know, look, they've been going against the grain with the whole load management stuff this year. They've been trying to play them more minutes. But they can't stay healthy. And Harden, listen, Harden wants to get paid, right? This is his last opportunity. And he's been playing well. He's been playing really well for them. But I don't see them as a real threat in the West. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Gary, let me ask you this. Because you mentioned Denver and Milwaukee. You said Giannis and Jokic. Maybe they didn't, when they won their rings, they didn't have that, like, Hall of Fame type sidekick. But you were in an era when, you know, before this whole super team that LeBron kind of started. And I look back, you know, when Jordan was winning rings, you know, Indiana had Reggie Miller, Phoenix had Barkley, Malone and Stockton in Utah. But teams had one or two. Yeah, Ewing with the Knicks. They had, like, one or two stars. And a lot of people from this era, the younger people, look back and say, oh, they only had one Hall of Famer, or they didn't have three superstars. And I'm like, that doesn't mean those teams weren't good, as good or better maybe than some super teams, because, you know, it's how do the pieces fit together? Does everybody understand their role? And I think Denver is showing that. Like, they got one superstar, and they're the best team in the league. So can you talk a little to that? Like, is a team automatically better just because they might have three superstar individuals?
I mean, let's not forget about Jamal Murray, all right? Like, so
he's great, particularly in the playoffs.
He's legit. I mean, he can put that team on his back at times. So, but you're right. I think looking back in the 90s, right, we saw a lot of really good teams that got it done collectively, right? And they competed well. I mean, those Knicks teams, they were, you had Patrick Ewing in the middle, but they were collectively a solid core group of guys, and the same with the Pacers and other teams. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, those superstars were the ones that really got it done. You had to figure out a way of slowing down Duncan and Parker and Ginobili. And that was a tough task for guys, for team. I mean, we played them in the finals, so I know what it was like. But I think in today's game, with the court spread out the way it is, it's really impacted how superstars can really control games. And I think you have to have depth. You have to have depth. So, and listen, that's one of the reasons why the Celtics have struggled. When you look at Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they can't just get it done with two guys.
So you're saying it's harder for superstars to kind of control the game because of the way the floor is spread and stuff?
The way the floor is spread, the way the ball moves, the passing, the court. Yeah, the ball is moving constantly. Everybody's touching the ball in the possession. When we played, it was throw the ball into a big, let the big go to work. If you doubled him, he sprayed it out. But now you're seeing the better teams, they have depth. Look at the Celtics. They have 5 3-point shooters on the court at all times. Do you know how hard it is to guard that?
Right.
it's the reason why I think that is extremely difficult with the space now for superstars to really operate. Before, when the court was shrank and you could dig in there and disrupt them with your length and with bodies, you can't do that now.
So it's interesting. Say that because, I mean, and we see LeBron's not quite as good as he used to be because he's not as athletic. You know, defensively, he's not as good. But his numbers are the same, and he can't control the game like he used to when, like you said, when the floor was shrunk and all that stuff. Great stuff. That's our man, Kerry Kittles. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Kerry. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Is Caleb Williams going to be welcomed with open arms in Chicago? We'll get to that next. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring them for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location.
Nice, Mary.
That's ExpressPros.com. Do we have the sound of Jaden Johnson, Chicago Bears defensive player, made some comments on Caleb Williams, the presumably going to be their quarterback next season, the superstar from USC. Here's Johnson.
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen. I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood. It's like, nah, that you got to prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. Cause, I mean, that's what we're bringing him in for, to win games. So I think truly just learning who he is as a person, learning him deeper than just all the Hollywood stuff you see, but actually trying to learn and get to know him, and then from there knowing what pushes him. If it is trash talk makes him crumble, then I mean, I feel like we got to push that button, because people in the game, they're going to push that button. So just depending on whatever it is that he needs to be pushed at, I feel like that's our job and that's our duty as his teammates, to make him better, to strengthen his weaknesses.
Up in Adams was impressed.
Yeah, I guess she was. was that a pushback?
No, it wasn't a pushback.
What was that? I mean, I didn't get it. That sound like jealousy to me. That's all that sounds like.
Jaden Johnson?
Yeah. What Chris? What did he do? He played in college. My God, I don't know what the guy. What Hollywood? Is he mad at the NIL money, or because he had a national Wendy spot, or that he was making $1 million? What did he do? He played. He won a Heisman. I don't know what else. He can't play. He can't prove himself in the NFL, yet he hadn't played in the NFL. I mean, what? I don't even know that Hollywood stuff. What Hollywood stuff? I wish somebody on the podcast would have said that. What are you talking about exactly? Is Hollywood stuff? What do you mean by that? Because I don't know what that means.
Well, there was talk about, and Rob G, you can add to this. You know, look, he paints his fingernails every game, and he had a derogatory, like, F Utah painted on his fingernails, and then didn't even play well in that game. So
is that Utah? Is that Hollywood?
Maybe. I don't know if he's talking about the commercials. I hear you on that, but overall, I was fine with the comment because I don't think it was negative. I think, you know, you heard him at the end. I think it was just honest. It was like, you know, and I don't know if he's even saying this is, and he might be. So I'm just giving you my thoughts. I don't know that he's saying Caleb is Hollywood, but I think he's saying you can't come into a locker room full of veterans and grown men and, you know, think, you know, we could be a prima donna or anything like that. And he was saying, look, we got to get to know him. We want to push him. We want to help him become the best player he can be. You know, I mean, I thought it was just when I first heard the comments, right, somebody summarized them for me. And I thought, oh, wow. Like you said, he's going at him. But when I saw it, the tone was fine. He wasn't angry. You know, it wasn't like telling him off, like, yo, don't be bringing that Hollywood junk up in here. And I thought it was fine.
And if I was a podcast, I would say maybe that Hollywood junk or whatever might get you in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. How about that? How about just about the talent and enough with all the other stuff?
You angry about
it. I'm angry about it. I'm mad. I got my panties in a bunch.
Did somebody cut Rob's mic off?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.